At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So early!
Maddox, come on! It's Christmas morning!
Why do I have to get up at 8 a.m.? It's freaking...
Okay, can you at least not gritty down the stairs? It's dangerous. That's very fast.
Why can't I just open my gifts?
Maddox, not everything needs to be in a big rush. We're gonna open them one at a time this year.
Okay? I don't give a crap what Aunt Kathy has!
Tell Aunt Kathy you love her. Say it.
Love you, Aunt Kathy.
Louder.
Love you, Aunt Kathy! I freaking love you!
Maddox, come on, open your stocking up.
I want to open my gift. The stocking's lame. You just put gum and crap in there. So or Santa does. I don't need chapstick. I don't want chapstick.
Your lips look like a baboon's butt last winter.
So mean.
No, Maddox, get out of there. You're not snacking before your grandma's famous green bean casserole.
Oh my, how long's she gonna make that for? I don't want it.
It's probably as long as she's alive.
Hopefully that's not much longer.
Maddox!
What? She gives me 20 bucks! She's a cheap one!
Welcome to Correct Opinions. We are recording live. Well, when we're doing it, it's live. But we are...
Yes, we record. Usually it's live.
Melbourne, yeah. Australia.
Good day.
Which, for those of you who don't know, Melbourne is basically Seoul, South Korea. which I'm not complaining.
And that's
fine. I just didn't know. I haven't come across someone who speaks English.
I did.
I haven't ventured out much yet, but...
I told Rachel, I was like, it feels like we went to a different country. Because we've been in Australia a week now, mm-hmm. and I feel like I've adjusted to the Australian culture. And then downtown Melbourne, it is different.
Well, you think you're convinced you're staying in Chinatown. I think I'm in Koreatown.
Maybe that's just the whole town.
Yeah, I'm starting to think.
Just Melbourne town.
We gotta get out a little bit more.
We're going to get out. And again, that's a little microaggression. We got to get out of here.
No, that's
Katie
not what
just
I
kept
meant.
Saying, there's just a lot of them. There's a lot.
Easy. We have no idea if this is just like the neighborhood or if it's like the whole city.
No, it's, I am learning. I think there's a large Asian influence, but we got some Korean barbecue where you like cook it yourself on a little barbecue.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yep. That was fun.
Cool. Gotta get out of this town though.
Yeah.
A lot. Katie's like, when do we fly to Sydney? Just wondering. Yeah. How can we get that
I did go
up?
Get my nails done.
A perfect
here.
Town to do that.
It's great. It was the fastest pedicure manicure I've ever received.
They're pros.
Yeah. It was kind of like a little haphazard. I was kind of like, this is going to be really bad or really good. I don't know.
NASCAR pit crew.
Yes, yes.
You're really good at doing this.
And
quick,
it was fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we've been on the road for a while. We got some good stories. We also have an amazing interview today with the Shay Mooney from Dan and Shay. So sit back, relax, enjoy, roll music.
Correct opinion.
We are currently, I did the math. I told you I was like, in our journeys abroad, Hawaii, on the road, all this, we're gonna be on a plane for 60 hours. Two
when
and
it's
a
all
half
said
days.
And done.
Yeah. We've already done about 35 of it. We've spent a day and a half on an airplane.
That's crazy.
In the past 2 weeks.
And Rachel had a fever for about 11 of it. The whole flight down there, she was, oh. It's like the only time she's been sick in the 2 years we've been together was just like the 10 hours flying to Australia.
She's been sick?
Just the flight. Like, okay. I feel like we got settled into Sydney and she's like, I feel a lot better now, but it was just the worst.
And you feel fine?
I feel great.
Okay. Wow. I feel great.
I feel great.
Sucks for her.
Yeah. She's doing fine now. Actually, I do feel bad for Rachel because, yeah, I mean, Australia, obviously it's a different country, a whole different side of the world, different culture. A lot of new foods. And we're, you know, we're not eating McDonald's and KFC here. Rachel is doing a good job. She's like, hey, if we're in Australia, I want to try new foods. I want to expose myself to new foods. And I think Rachel
new foes.
New foes.
Someone try me.
Rachel has not had a good meal yet, I think. She's like, man, I miss America. She's like, I need some chicken. And I just keep eating like chicken tacos, and I'm having amazing meals because I'm playing it safe.
What has she gotten? Where? I'm happy to help.
Last night, what did she get? We went to a traditional Cantonese place. So maybe that right there was the problem.
When in Melbourne.
Yeah, you got to go there. She got something. It was some kind of dumpling in a soup. And she said that it tasted dirty.
Okay. That's never good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the tasting.
And then under her breath, I heard her say, we got to get out of here. So I don't know what that's about.
She's on the hunt right now for Hungry Jack's.
There was one down the street. I feel like she maybe liked that chicken sandwich at that burger place when you got those really gross dumplings also.
That's true.
That was a good American chicken sandwich.
Yeah, we went to a burger place. Everyone's getting burgers. I can't have red meat. And so there was a dumpling place next door. And I was like, let's just go with chicken dumplings. Easy. They serve them to me. And the dump, is that the part of the outer layer? They call that the dump, I think?
Yeah.
The entire dump was pink, which was the worst color for it to be.
I do wonder what's
fleshy.
That.
Flesh pink. Yeah.
Like a baby's flesh.
Yeah.
Oh, it was gross.
So Tom said, I mean, it looked like raw chicken.
It did, yeah.
You don't want your chicken pink. I gave Rachel, I was like, you want to try it? She's like, I'll try it. And she had half of one. She's like, I can't eat any more of that. I took down 11 of them. So maybe my standards are just way too low for food.
I bought it. Yeah. What? We've had some good food.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Mm-hmm. It's a blur. What's been your favorite thing?
Oh, we've had some really good fish.
I'm going to talk to you. You act like you're like, oh, he's talking to me.
Oh, okay. I'm part of this podcast? Okay. There's a lot of really good seafood around here, mm-hmm. which has been great for me.
The Perth rooftop. In fact, there was some really good sushi that night.
Yeah, that was a nice night.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't eat it, but I watched you guys eat it. I was like, I think they're liking
this.
That
was good sushi.
It was good. It was, Katie and I, Hannah just joined us. Hannah, I don't know if people have met her on the road or see, we've talked about her. She just does it all for us. So she's out here, which is fun. So she's going to watch Thomas and Katie and I are going to go out tonight.
Tonight's the night.
And I
spent,
dinner.
How much time did I spend?
An hour.
Hour plus researching the absolute best available dinner and cocktail reservation. I think I nailed it.
Wow.
So I'm excited.
Have some good food tonight.
We did have an even fancier reservation for Wednesday night, but then as you now know, I came across Melbourne so bad.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm appropriating the culture when I say Melbourne, but I guess that's how I'm supposed to say it.
I can't tell how much R to say, because sometimes the Australian people use a lot of R, even when it's not there. You're like, hey, are you going to come with us? Nar. Like, where there wasn't an R in there.
Where's the R's?
And then sometimes Australia? They take it away, like they're from Boston.
Because I don't know, like America, when you say, if an Australian came to Louisville, and mm-hmm. they're like, Louisville, and you'd be like, it's Louisville.
Yeah.
Would you let them, because we were talking about this earlier, I don't want to be the guy who's like, well, it's technically not carne asada, it's carne asada.
And so, that feels appropriating.
Yeah. So is it Melbourne? Do I do this? Melbourne? Or do I say Melbourne? Because you know what? I'm not from here. I'm going
to
say it how I'm
reading. Don't try
it.
To like put an accent to it. And I think
it's
you're
Melbourne,
safe.
Not yeah. Melbourne.
Yeah, you can't be Melbourne.
The Australians kind of do that. They kind of they leave it really soft at the end.
Melbourne.
Do you need help? You know, and the Americans were like, you need help.
Oh, Americans are a little more aggressive.
We are.
I feel like they also, they kind of, every statement is a question at the end. Like, you're coming here on Tuesday, yeah? Whatever. No. Like, there's a question at the end, like, to confirm. Like, it's a little more passive.
Very kind. Everyone's been very nice.
Very kind, yes.
We've got to talk about the shows. We did two shows in Hawaii. We've done two in Australia already.
Yeah.
And wild experience. Hawaii treated us great.
Hawaii's nice.
Maui showed us so much love. I mean, obviously they've been through the devastation, so like I think people were fired up to come laugh, and we had a great time. Donated proceeds to the Maui Strong Foundation. That we did the whole Honolulu show. Great.
Also, I just gotta say, it's easy to say fired up, isn't it? Because you just said it.
I do. So. Did I tell you this?
No.
I was backstage during Jake's set, and I'm kind of like,
this is at the Maui show.
The Maui show.
Okay.
And we all know what happened in Maui, and Jake just, he said some, I don't know, some joke. Some people shouted. He's like, oh, that got you fired up. That's hard to do around here, right? And he kind of kept
said
it
something
moving.
Like that.
I was like, oh. And yeah, I don't think you lost some. I think
I definitely
you probably did what I did
to.
Where like, he definitely didn't.
I
that's just what he
that.
Said. He didn't mean to buy it, but I was
and
like,
I remember
oh,
thinking
yeah.
like,
it was not on purpose.
Okay.
I had my
ooh, it's
fair
getting
share.
Hot and you just keep doing it. Like, all right.
Stop.
I don't think
stop.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. And you said it right there as well. Maui, I mean, they were fired up. We all know what happened there. They were fired up about that, too.
Oh, wow.
Donated the fired up proceeds. Man, I can't stop saying it.
Fire.
It was fire. No. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable to see some of it in person. And yeah, we had a great show. Honolulu. Then we came to Perth. Big journey to Perth.
Big
journey. People who know Perth, it is all by itself. It's basically if, like, you took America and it's like 90% of it lived on the East Coast and then...
It's probably
just LA on the side.
That's like it. What Alaska is to us. It's just like, oh yeah, no one really goes there.
Close to it, yeah.
Yeah.
But so I remember gearing up to do the trip. I'm like, is this going to be worth it? It's going to be 6 hour flight there, 6 hour flight back. The town was amazing. I'm very glad we went.
It was cool.
Beaches were unbelievable.
Beautiful.
And the show was, I'll never be back. I'm just going to be honest. I bombed. How'd you feel about your set?
I feel like it was okay. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. At least you had a little bit of a heads up. Like, I mean, right away, hey, all right, who knew we'd be performing in Australia? And on Mom's Night Out, something I say every show, that's always when the moms scream. There was no screams. There was no noise. I was like, do we have any moms here? And four of them raised their hands. And I was like, all right, this is going to be a quiet show.
Yeah.
They're subdued.
I think it's a combination of, well, one, I think quite a few people were there. I think Perth's not on its own enough. Well, I know they... We're just trying to fill the room. So there were some people there that probably had no clue who I was.
Yeah.
I think there's some people who maybe just, there's not a lot of shows that come through there. I mean, if you saw the venue who was coming through, I mean, it's very hard
they
to
just
get
to go
Perth.
To any show that comes through.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, there's those people out there.
Just excited. Yeah.
And then a few fans, but it's a different weird, and it was fine. I also think they're just a very quiet, respectful group.
I went out to dinner with some friends I have in Perth, and they told me, they warned me, they're like, ahead of time, just know we're very like laid back here. We went to a Harry Styles concert in Perth, and everyone sat down the entire like 2 hour concert. Like, we're just not excitable people.
I'd
so that helped
right
a little
in.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah. When did you?
Great.
Your friend told you that before or after the show?
Before.
Okay. And then you're telling me now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of forgot about that.
Your timeline of.
Kind of forgot cool, about that. Cool, honestly, cool. I'll be honest. I wasn't thinking of it when I was bombing on stage. I wasn't like, oh, well, Harry Styles is, you know.
The whole time. Yeah. Harry Styles bombs too here. No. So they were kind. And I did get. It is weird when you feel like you just bomb. And I got a bunch of kind DMs. Like, amazing show. And you're
yeah.
like. I'm glad. I'm very. All I want is for them to enjoy it. Obviously, so
I ran into people on the street afterwards. They're like, "This was so fun for us. This was awesome." Like, well, maybe laugh next time.
Yeah, give me some.
Show it.
No, I completely relate to them. You don't
true.
Always have to laugh
I mean,
out loud.
My own wife. I'm like, can you give me something?
I find a lot of things really funny, but I, you know, just haha.
Rachel doesn't seem like an over. Or maybe I'm wrong. Is she a real enthusiastic person? Is she like when we were gearing up for this trip, I was just, it's a lot, right? It's a month away with a baby. You're like, how's he going to do on planes? Time change, these shows in another country. Like, and I was just like, is this good? Are you ready for this? She's like, yeah. Like, but I like, this is a lot, right? So like you really want to do this. And she's like, yes. And
I was like,
are you like excited? She's like, I get excited for things like the day of.
And I feel like Rachel is big on like really small things, like a bookstore. And she'll like jump up and down because she found a bookstore.
Oh my God,
or like
books.
We're reading together. Like it's these small little things.
She's down the street trying to read Korean. She's like, this is such a cute bookstore. I got to figure it out. I
can't understand it. I'm looking up Cantonese translator.
Yeah. No, but you, like you said, some
said,
people are like that.
This is a
They're
trip of a lifetime. This is one of my dream trips. I'm very excited.
That's what she does. Yeah. And you're like, are you though? But she is, so I'm glad, and it has been a blast. And then we had a show in Brisbane, which was a really beautiful, like hot town, and we got to see the river. We have pool
at
Airbnb.
Beautiful.
It was nice.
And Brisbane is an amazing city.
And the show we were getting up for this show, and my agent said like you're on this kind of like cool venue by the river. It's like a seasonal venue, which I guess I should include in. Like, did I think they were building a building for just
for
a
just
few
the
months?
Season?
So it was in a tent. So tour manager Tom is like. It's at a tent by the river, which as a comedian, like the building really matters. So you're like, in my head, I'm picturing this rinky dink, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was matching something from like Bass Pro Shop.
Am I about to just bomb? Yeah. But credit to Brisbane. It was on the river. Beautiful.
It's
like
awesome.
Like when you go to those really, really fancy like galas outside and they have like a tent.
A legit, yes.
With
tent.
Sound and lining. And
great
nice
sound.
Chairs.
Yeah.
And it was a great, great show. It felt it wasn't so Perthy. They were like high energy.
Yeah, they were.
And it was
a weekend,
show.
Which was nice.
Beautiful outdoors.
You wore shorts.
I wore shorts.
The place was called the Pleasure Dome.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
I don't know. It's also a tent. I mean, is dome even appropriate to call it that?
Yeah.
Pleasure Dome, though.
Yeah.
Is the home of Bluey.
That's true. Up in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. It was fun having just an open air tent too. Like I'm pretty sure during my set, people just heard a few jokes and like, well, I'll go to that. And they just walked in.
I definitely saw a couple bypassers like on your set. There's a guy standing out. He's probably just like, I'll check this out for a bit.
It looks like Steve Irwin's son. I'll pop in, see what he's up to. When's he going to bring the snakes out?
Yeah. Robert Irwin jokes really planned.
Yeah.
I feel like nice. Perth show, I did like 3 minutes of Australian jokes. They did pretty well. The rest of the time, it was okay. You know, then Brisbane show. Now I'm up to like 6-7 minutes of Australia. By the end of this, I'm just only going to be Australia. 30 Melbourne, minutes of Australia.
Melbourne tomorrow night. Wow. Sydney this weekend. Sydney needs to be 20 minutes of Robert Irwin. Just bring the house.
I developed the accent. But yeah, it was fun having people walk in. It was like a real life algorithm. Like my face is being put in front of them and they have to decide, like, do I want more of this? You know, so people are like, yeah, I didn't know this guy. He's on my Explorer feed. He's on my sidewalk.
Yes.
I'll go in.
We'll check it out. Click. It's good. You got to bring him in. All algorithms everywhere. About to sneeze. You enjoy the trip?
I am. Yeah. The show outside was really nice because I got to just kind of sit outside with Thomas. He fell asleep in my arms. It was very pleasant.
Katie's wild and free down under, man. She a breastfeeding cover? No worries. She's just popping him out, man. In parks.
When it was needed, I just did it. Whatever.
Do they have a word for that here? Because they got a word for everything here. You know they got a word for it.
Yeah, like in America, it's free the nipple. Down here, everything's cute down here. Yeah. It's probably like, bust the nippy. Oh, yeah, she's busted a nippy.
That's exactly what they call it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what they call it. And it's nerve-wracking when you're in another country, especially with an English-speaking one. I'm sure in the UK, similar. There's just subtle differences. Like, I'm like, I need the check. They're like, what? And you're like, it's the bill.
Yeah,
it's the check.
I'd read that,
luckily.
Know
what that is.
Yeah.
Our stroller is a prom.
A pram. Yes.
But shrimp is prawn. Be careful.
See, there's all this. So simple as I got a nice steak the other day. I'm like, how would you like it cooked? Oh. And everything, you just hesitate. I'm like, I want to say medium rare. But in my head, I thought she was going to be like, did you mean a teensy pinky or something? But medium rare, it played. It worked. But you get nervous, right?
Because if we were in Nepal, I would be like, look, I don't know the culture. I'm not even going to try to speak it. Here, it's like, it's English. We should be able to understand each other. Yeah. But there's so much hesitancy. Every word, especially on stage. I get ready to tell every joke. And I'm like, well, they might not know that. They might not have seen that.
And you really don't know till you know. Because I reviewed my set before. And I was like, oh, that's strange. You know, they don't have this like story here I make fun of or what, you know. And then in real time, or as you've been here a bit, you go through
your
set. And you're like, that word that I was confident
in. Turns out my whole set doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. Turns out.
Huh.
And that is the worst fear as a comedian when you do new markets. I remember going... because I'm from the South and we're going to the Northeast, like Connecticut. We did one of those first comedy clubs in Connecticut. And I was like, and we meet several people there we met. They're like, I'm Vinny, man. How you doing? Forget about it. I'm
like oh, geez.
He doesn't seem like a dog mom.
But it worked. Right. But it worked there. It worked there. Hawaii, it worked. Perth, it didn't. But Brisbane, it did. Eastern Australia.
What do you think, Auckland? I feel like that culture could be a little bit closer to Perth culture.
Auckland, I don't know. I've never been.
Huh.
We're going to find out. Every night we're going to find out.
Yeah, every night is kind of a fun.
I don't even know if the crowd tomorrow night will speak English. I haven't seen a white person here yet.
I Rachel's not getting food right now. I sent her to get info. I was like, learn the culture, learn the language, recite it back to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do my whole set in Cantonese.
So, that's a bit of the tour recap thus far. Again, if you're any of our recties, we met a few recties down under, which blows my mind. I've been recognized out and about a couple times.
Have you actually?
Which just
none yet.
So far from home. It's so cool. So get tickets, and we have so many more next year.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And very excited for this interview. This one is probably my favorite interview we've done so far. Shay Mooney of Dan and Shay. Of course, you know them. If you don't, come on. We recorded this in his home. He was nice enough to host us. He's got Grammys. I mean,
just
more
laying
awards.
Out.
Just,
he's like, this room's a mess. And I could see that like some song like went quadruple platinum. Yeah. Like, that seems good. And
let's hear a little rendition of one of their most popular songs.
When I Taste Tequila.
Okay, so there you go.
And he's a fellow sheltered kid.
Yeah, I think we get into that towards the end.
Get into that.
So stick around for that.
So yes, and enjoy this interview with Shay Mooney. Ladies and gentlemen, Shay Mooney on the pod in his beautiful home.
We're in his living room.
Good to see you, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, man.
We're just talking tour life, everything. You just binged the entire Suits.
I did binge
all nine
the entire
seasons.
Yeah, it took me about 3 days. I stayed up all day and night watching it.
Yeah, no
kidding. I'm to the point where I kind of live in the world of Suits. Do you guys do that when you start a show and you like you're in the world?
Oh, for sure.
The point where like you walk out of the hotel and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Where am I? And where's Harvey Specter?
You start acting like Harvey or something?
I got really into Prison Break and I was like thinking about committing some felonies.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to get
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Driving past penitentiaries like that. No. Yeah.
Those guys are so lucky.
Yeah. I remember that.
You could break out of there.
I fully binged that shit too.
That was good.
That was probably in like, what, 2011, I think I binged that. I don't think that's when it came out.
Yeah.
But I was fully in that world. And then they just brought him back and then he's like alive.
Yeah. Spoiler, but in season 4 he very much dies, and then
some guys
five,
out there like, "Son of a god, I was starting that tonight.
I just got done.
You gotta be kidding me."
Have you ever seen Book of Eli?
Yes,
my favorite. I told this story recently. My dad, we were just chilling one time recently, like a family dinner. My dad's like, "Yeah, I love that Book of Eli. You know, the guy, the one with the blind guy." I was like, "Dad, you just ruined it." And he's like defensive. He's like, "I didn't ruin it." Like, that's the whole thing.
That's the biggest twist.
Can you believe that guy was dead at the end of Sixth Sense? That was crazy. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I haven't. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Haven't.
Thank you.
Have you seen The Prestige, the movie about the identical twins that no one knows about?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Insane.
We're just ruining it. If people haven't seen those movies by now, it's
right.
Yeah, these are old movies.
No one's dying to watch Book of Eli. But the Suits, the Prison Break, it's all kind of the same, where you know what it is. Prison Break, every time it'd be like, we're stuck. We can't go over it. We can't go on under it. And he'd be like, then we got to go through it. And it just cut. And he'd be like,
he takes his shirt off. There's going a map.
And then they have like, there's something comes up where they can't get through it.
Yeah.
You know, and so they try to go under it. Like, can't go under it. Got to go over it.
What do we do? There's guards during the day, morning and night. And he's like, we go
in the afternoon.
Yesterday.
Looks afternoon it is. I feel like I was thinking about this the other day. I feel like Suits and all those shows where like a problem is presented, you could tell the storyline before it's even going to start. But I feel like it is kind of the Hallmark movies of the action world. You know what I mean? Like it's Hallmark like movies, I'm a sucker, dude. I'm not going to lie to you and say that I don't love Hallmark movies.
It's relaxing because I'm like, Harvey's going to solve the case.
He's going
to
get
I don't need to be stressed about this, but you do. You watch enough of these shows. You ever watched All American? That's the
one. Is that
one,
the football show?
Yeah.
Yes.
With the like all black cast.
Yes. Yes.
And we've watched and we love that. Sucker for that. You know. You know Spencer James.
Spencer James has got
He's gonna save the day. But you know, you watch stuff in that. Me and my very white wife Katie. You're walking around the house. I'm like, what's up, girl? You start.
So baby.
Yeah.
What's she doing?
She's like, why are we talking like this?
Yeah. She's like, she's not even gonna come in here now.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife's in there like, God, I can't believe he's doing this right now. So Harvey embarrassing. Spencer. It's a good. I'm a sucker for those shows, though, and I feel like Hallmark is just—it's happiness in a bundle, and they just kind of wrap it all. It's all the same story where it's just like some girl's in the city, and she's like, "I got to get back home. I have to take care of this thing, but my big city job is like kind of holding me back from going home. But I guess I'll go try to buy this place. You know,
I just gotta get. I mean, love. I've given up on love. My career. Is...
My dad's company is trying to purchase this land that the pumpkin patch is on.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
They're like, oh no. She meets like her old
this guy who runs it is a total jerk. He's handsome.
I mean, sure,
though.
He's attractive.
Yeah.
And he's always like, she always breaks down like on her way into town, and she's like, "Oh, I can't get my bags." And they're rolling down the hill, and some guy named like Brad like catches. He's like, "Are these yours?" And she's
yours?
Like, "Oh,
these bags."
Yeah, and he owns the property.
He owns it. He's kind of mean at first. He's like, "Yeah, I could tell you're not from here."
Yeah, that's just because life has gotten to him, though. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he has a daughter. Life is tough.
Right. Wife died, car crash. So.
It was bad, dude. They don't go into the details, they kind of like allude to it. Like, yeah.
It messed him up.
8 cars.
A lot of drinks.
30 people. Like, whoa. Hold on.
Okay.
This is wild.
They're just repackaging the same thing. They're doing like the Taco Bell of entertainment, where it's like.
I'd like to hear that reasoning. I'm so excited to hear what that,
like,
what that
is. It's the same ingredients, but now it's called the Chalupadilla or whatever.
Oh.
It's exactly what you served 2 years ago.
I'm just now putting this together.
Yeah, it's horizontal instead of vertical. Yeah, oh, he's the top. We just ruined Taco Bell for him.
Thanks a lot, dude. I was going to go to Taco Bell tonight and check it out. I heard a lot about it.
They just keep coming. I mean, the smartest people in the world work at Taco Bell. They're always coming out with stuff.
That McDonald's, they always take away the most popular item.
Yeah.
It's like Call of Duty. I play Call of Duty. There's like a really popular map, and they're like, yeah, you're not going to get that for very long.
That's annoying. They gotta keep
and then they bring
more.
It back like 3 years later, and you feel like you really got a gift. Yeah, like, playing, no, you took it from me. And that's like my kids. Like, I take away a toy, and then I get, like, that's the reward is them getting it back. Like, well, why did you take it to begin with?
The McRib style.
It's McRib style. I'm a McRib parent.
McRib parenting.
That was hard to say, yeah.
Shay Mooney, McRib parenting.
That's right. That's all it
you
is.
You see that for your
it's
kids.
It's called intermittent joy. Like, you don't get all the good things all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's how I live my life, dude.
Yeah.
It's intermittent joy, just looking forward to the next fun thing you get to do.
That's
you
all
know?
Right.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, this place is awesome. The house is
thanks
great.
For having us.
You live on a pretty good looking golf course. Do you hit that pretty often, or are you gone
I do.
Too much?
I'm a golf fiend. Yeah. I've got a real problem.
When'd you get into it?
I would say about, I think it's been 7 years now. Maybe
okay.
6.
What are we playing at?
I'm playing at about a 10 handicap right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I said I should have lied.
No one
that was
anything,
the perfect
yeah.
example. Like, well, I'm a 3 right now, but like should be a scratch.
Yeah.
I'm like a 10, like probably more like a 14 right now. Mm. I haven't got to play a ton, but we've been on the road quite a bit this year, and so I haven't had the chance. But I try to go on the road, but I try to get out here, you know, as much as I possibly can. I told myself to justify, you know, when you get into a country club, like, oh, yeah, I'm hitting it 4 times a week.
Right. Yeah, if you don't, we're just wasting money.
Yeah, and then I forgot. I was like, oh, I'm married, and I got 3 kids. Like, that's going to throw a wrench in that pretty
sure
good.
Sure is.
Yeah. What about you? What's your you golf?
Yeah, we got into it kind of with touring. We started touring around a lot more 2 or 3 years ago, and yeah, just getting used to the tour life and figuring it out, and we started to realize, like, man, this gets real boring and like green, you know, we're like in Greensboro, North Carolina, and you're like, what are we gonna do? And like golf, and so played. I mean, I'll never forget the first time we played on the road is Spokane, and I shot a 68 on the front nine.
Where did you play? I literally played in Spokane 2 days ago.
It was called.
Oh, wow.
It was
like at a
beautiful.
Public course.
It's unbelievable. We play. It's like. What did you play? Do you remember the name of it?
I do not.
Yeah.
Spokane. One of the more memorable
Down
places.
Downriver or something like that.
Yeah.
Downriver, maybe.
It was I'm like, impressed. It was the place I played was like a Muni course, but it was the most beautiful course that I think I've played on in the States, but it had maybe the worst carts.
Really?
Like, the carts weren't making up the hills.
Was the first tee box.
Super elevated?
Super elevated, dogleg left.
Yes, it was.
The same course.
Holy
wow.
cow. Guys, we're the same.
Rain Man,
yeah.
Anyone who's in town for a day just somehow ends up at that.
You should go to this place, guys. It's really great.
It's really great.
We don't know what
don't
it's
know.
Called or where it's at, but it's really great. Shout
it
out
was
to
beautiful.
That golf course.
We weren't. I especially wasn't prepared for it. I mean, I couldn't. I remember that first tee shot. You're like, go, and you're like, right. Here. This is probably my first round of golf, really.
That's not ideal.
I at least like hit that. It like 180 yards, like kind of sliced, but it's like, you know, I'm at the level where I could easily just whiff it or hit it 10 yards. I was like, okay, I'll take it. But that course ate me up. And then we were so dumb. Me, him, and another guy on the road with us never golfed at the turn after 9 holes. We like sat down for lunch. And just like, oh, let's get some food. And we're just chatting.
Having a great time.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, this is okay.
Mine was kind of hot. So I like waited a while to eat mine too. I was like, I'll just kind of cut it
we
up and wait.
We took our time. And we went back out like, let's play the rest. And like, our cart's gone. Everything. We're like, we're like pissed. We're like, what are you guys doing? And
what kind of joint you running around here?
They were not patient at all with us. They're like, what in the world are you guys doing? You've like six groups have passed you. And they like reluctantly gave us our stuff back and let us play. But that was,
that's pretty solid. They need maybe an intermission in golf. Like when you're making a day of it, have two different tee times. Like, well, we're actually doing the intermission style. So you kind of have two different tee times. Like you tee off in the morning.
If it is a guy's
nine,
day.
Yeah.
Nine. Nice few hour.
See, the golf course that I'm opening, that it's going to be like that.
Oh, I like that.
Intermission.
Yeah. I haven't opened it yet, but just in case. You got to throw things out there. I think, for sure. I think the house just filled
out. Yeah, the house just filled out.
That was my phone.
That was your phone. You're good.
It's not a big deal, guys. It's fine. Things are falling apart around us.
But no, I feel that. I was getting into golf and then became a dad, and it's just like, yeah, what am I... I'm going to come back off the road and like, I'm going to go hit the range.
Yeah.
It's like,
hey babe, I know I've been gone a week, but I think you know what's happening. She's like, I think you know that that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But the best case scenario is I'm trying to get like my oldest into golf, which I've been unsuccessful so far.
He's not really interested.
He's not really interested in it, but like, you know, he's more of a crystal shop kind of guy. And before you draw conclusions on what that means, I'm actually just going to leave it there. Yeah. Okay. That's a crystal shop.
Crystal shop.
It's on 8th yeah. No, but he started this whole deal. And I think it was my wife's doing, actually. She introduced him when we went back to Arkansas. Both of our families are from Arkansas, but her family is kind of on the opposite end of Arkansas, on the worst side.
Mm.
But she grew up on this, you know, big farm, and, you know, we started... I thought that was my wife calling me right now, and I was going to have a fit.
Hey, we're not the worst side.
You know I'm doing something important. But she started, like, she showed Asher that you could crack open a rock, and some of the rocks have, like, crystals in them, you know, or diamonds, as they like to call them. And so he really latched onto that. You got to really be careful with what you introduce your kids to.
Be careful what you show the kids.
I mean, it is, it can latch on. And it's the most important thing in his life right now. To the point where he started a crystal shop at school. Which I try not to say out loud.
Yeah.
You know, because parents, you know, judgmental parents. Right. Like, he's moving crystals at school. And you can't say that. Can't say that. I'm super proud of him. Yeah, he's moving rock real good.
Yeah, the kids.
He owns a Monopoly on the west side of town.
Other kids are trying to do rock, but it's not as good as his rock.
It's not even close to his rock. He has the best rock in town,
I would say.
It's
a little bluish tint to it.
Yeah, when he cracks it open, great. It has a great crack to it.
Yeah, dude.
Can we say crack?
Okay.
I was just making sure. But he like fully latched onto that. He has started crystal shop at school, and so they like trade and do the whole deal at school, and it's his whole life.
Wow.
He set up a crystal shop here in our driveway the other day. Some pretty great pictures from that. It was also kind of sad because people are pretty reluctant to stop with a giant sign in the front yard that says crystal shop. And a kid.
Yeah,
you know, they're interested when it says crystal shop, but then they see the child, they're like, this probably isn't what I... what I think it is.
Does he think the crystals have powers, or he just like, you think?
Well, they do,
cool,
Trey.
Looking?
They do.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Do
he know? Does he realize they have power?
Yeah, he knows. Yeah, he knows. He's into it. I think, I don't know what he thinks they're diamonds, and so like, and he's like real convinced. So he's probably gonna see this. So we don't want to go into detail. He's right. There are powers.
There are powers.
But he finds gold, and there's gold in them. It's a whole deal. So it's the only thing in his life that he cares about right now. So golf is kind of on the back burner.
Yeah, we got
to find. I'm trying to make
crystals.
Him like watch golf.
Okay.
Which, you know, that shouldn't have been where I started. You know what I mean? And I took him out one time.
He's like, I love golf. You keep taking, he's like, I want a hole 12. It's like, there's a bunch of rocks over there.
Yeah, I did. I took him golfing one time, and it was with my neighbor, Bill. And Bill's a character. He's a caricature. And it was the best time because we went out with him and his daughter. And she's getting into golf. And I was like, this is perfect. It'll introduce like his friend Ella's going to be playing. This is going to be great. And then we get to like hole three, and Asher's like, this is not working out for me. He's running all over the place. And then there was sand. And after the round, we spent a lot of time in the sand.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you guys, and we call it the beach. That was Bill's fun way of saying the beach.
Yeah.
And when my wife asked how it went, like, well, we spent quite a bit of time at the beach. So that was, you know, that was a little rude of him. But I don't know. We'll see what happens one day. That's best case scenario.
Yeah. I was outside while we were setting up. I went back outside to pet your dogs again.
Yes.
And I was borderline laying down and going crazy with your dogs. And people drove by and honked. And I wonder if they thought it was like the crystal shop was open for business.
They do. It's become pretty big. I don't want to stress that really a lot because there's too many people showing up anyway.
Yeah.
Come on in, guys. It's open in about 20 minutes.
The 6-year-old's worth $150,000.
Yeah, he's made quite a bit of money. He bought this home. Yeah. This is not ours. Yeah.
His name's on the mortgage.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow, that's so funny. Yeah, you gotta be careful what you show them, I guess. I mean, I just have a 7-month-old, and we just started doing baby books. I guess my wife's like, we gotta do a bedtime routine. Like, this guy doesn't know what's going on, but so I just skim them.
Yeah.
But
yeah. What's your go-to book?
That's what I was saying, because there's been a couple I've opened and read half of, and I was like, donate this book.
Yeah.
If he gets hooked on this book and I've got to read this 300 times, yeah, I'm going to lose it. So, you know, I don't mind some classic Seuss.
Yeah.
You know, sorry, is good. No offense to anyone out there, any listeners.
Yeah. That's, I forgot they canceled it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I actually got some cool books what was the one I really liked that I'm excited for him to get older and do this? Jimmy Kimmel wrote one.
Yes.
Silly Goose.
Yes.
You have that one?
We do have that one.
That one's fun.
That one is a really good one. I think maybe Jimmy Fallon has one as well called Dada.
Okay, I'll check
Big
that
fan
one
of
out.
Dada. That's for young kids. I had trouble with it, but it's supposed to be for younger kids.
Yes.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of words in there that kids shouldn't be.
Does your kids get gifts from people where you're like, what am I going to do with this? Because this gift's obviously not for him for 5 years. People give me, I got the whole set of Narnia.
Yeah.
Like, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm going to enjoy this.
I put this for 6 years.
Yeah. Until thanks a lot. I sent him that gift.
Yeah. It's like when he turns 10, they're like, here's
a car. Don't know what to say. Yeah. Narnia, first of all, that's a solid gift.
Yeah.
I wish someone was giving me his go-to
for every 2-year-old birthday party. Oh, no.
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't know. Like, it is interesting when you're getting a kid a gift because you don't really know. And you know, especially like in Nashville, like it's just such a thing. Like, gifts are just like, people would be given gifts that like I would have... My parents, that would have been the main gift.
Right.
And they're just dropping it off nonchalant, like, hey, you probably already have this, but like, here's a 400-piece Hot Wheels set that you guys probably wouldn't enjoy, and it's massive. I'm like, this was the only thing I played with as a kid. This is the greatest gift. They're handing off like, does he have a Switch? We brought one. We had a couple extra.
Here's like a baby Peloton. Kids? I don't know.
Are you guys into, like, we bought you guys a remodel. I hope it's not too much. A home remodel. And Nashville's gotten out of control. I don't know if you're kind of in tune with the whole scene of birthday parties in Nashville, but it's a real thing. Kids' birthday parties.
What's the craziest one you've been to?
I mean, it used to, it was like, you know, Sweet 16, that show. It's that, but it's not for 16. It's like 6.5 months. You know, and they do like, he's a year and a half, so we had to have half
balloons
birthday
party everywhere.
I'm talking about the most extravagant parties I've ever been to, and we get invited to them like literally probably once a week.
That's,
I would say,
really,
they're insane. We're starting to get Katie. She's like about to get on flights to go to kids' birthday parties. I'm like, holy, you don't. Cat. There's no way. We don't.
When it comes to the plane ticket, like, hey, if you guys can make it, we got you. That's a part of the gift basket. Like, it is in Tulum.
Yeah,
it is in Tulum. So you guys can make it. And no kids, please. It's like, is this even? What's happening?
Yeah,
this
a no kids party. Party. Yeah, just come. You know, offer your wishes from afar.
A no kids birthday party. That is, I think we're like this close. Because I'm telling you, like the last one that I went to, this is no joke. I went to this party and there was probably like 120 kids, which I've never even met 120 people my life until that party. And you show up and the presents are crazy. It's like little tykes. There's like, you know, the electric vehicles, those are just flying out of the place. It looks like a dealership of little tykes. And you're like, this is unbelievable. And you get there, they probably spent, you know, $100,000 on this party. And you're just like, this is wild.
Somebody.
And you show up, they give you gift baskets. It's got like iPods in there. You know? It's like, I mean, what are these people just throwing away money? Yeah. It was incredible. And I do try to go for the gifts.
Right.
Because they do have gifts. I mean, cool, let's be honest. There, I do go to them. But it's getting out of control.
And what time was the party?
It was like, I want to say it was like 4:30.
Right. They just like come over at...
Open bar, by the way. That's not a lie.
Wow.
Open bar. Yeah.
Jeez, who are these people?
Yeah. I'll tell you exactly who they are and where their address is. It's wild, dude. They're getting out of control, and it's become a competition now where it's like, if you go, you know, and you go to this birthday party, it's like, hey, like, Sarah's having this. Well, Brixton, you can better believe is going to have an absolute rager.
Yeah, we got his
party.
Right.
Like, oh, you guys are doing, you guys had an open bar. Well, we bought a distillery for the party. So. Yeah, and all the kids are going to kind of, you know, it'll be really fun. They're investing in this.
Shay, would you sing at it? Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
They're like, hey, we have, our budget's 900 grand. I don't know if we can work with that. If you could just do two songs. Like,
yeah.
I'm actually exclusively only doing birthday parties now. Yeah. But three and under. Those really pay.
Yeah.
Because by five, you realize, like, I don't think we could spend $3 million in 3 years.
Sure.
After that, it kind of dwindles like out. I'm like, maybe Chuck E. Cheese is fine. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's okay.
You got to get in early.
There's
that's
my
smart.
Wife. She was trying to sneak in.
That's smart. There she
you
is.
You doing all right, babe? You're on
What's
camera.
Up?
Everybody can see you. You look good. Any comments, Hi. Questions,
any
concerns?
Did you throw your kids a birthday party?
It's out of control.
You got, okay, your baby's 7 months old, right?
Don't be telling our secrets. We had our birthday. She's like, McDonald's. I was like, oh, we had it at McDonald's. Well, we did have it at McDonald's.
Nice,
guys.
Respect.
Right. We don't think we're better than everybody else, you know? Love you.
Was it? Yeah, I've been to some of these where they're like, it's come over, it's from 10 to 1.
Yeah.
Like 8, I'm like, just like set an alarm and get over there. I'm not, it's too early. Do a regular party time.
Yeah. It is, especially that's like right in the middle of nap time.
Yeah.
That's horrible. No. You can't do that. You got to have a good, like, what we did last time, we did do one big birthday party because all of our kids' birthdays are literally in the same couple months. And so we did one joined birthday party and we rented out like the jump zone, like the trampoline park, and had all their friends over there. That was a good time.
That's pretty fun.
And the next time we learned our lesson. I'll never do that again. It was absolute chaos. Kids like jumping off. I don't know what kind of insurance policy they have there, but it must be pretty good.
Yeah, umbrella.
Kids
policy
are like,
probably.
I mean, there's got to be bones broken. Kids are jumping off the ceiling. This one had like a ride, like you strapped in and you like, what is that called? When you do a zip line. It was a zip line that went all the way through the building. It was crazy. That's cool.
Are you a fan of the trampoline parks?
You know, I used to be. Until I went to them, and I wasn't as much.
Yeah.
And especially like when you're an adult, when I was younger, I did gymnastics or tumbling as we called it, because I wanted to learn how to do a backflip. I did that for like 6 years. And so I was pretty good on a trampoline. And now that I'm 31, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do the things that I think I can. And the last time I went, I almost broke my femur. It was not an ideal scenario.
For sure.
Because you have all these ideas in your head. You're like, yeah, I can do that. And
especially
you
if you have the confidence of a former gymnast.
Yes. A former gymnast.
You feel like you can
I'd like
do
to
more.
Be known as that. Like,
yes.
Which, he's actually a former gymnast.
That's
former
what this gymnast. Episode yeah. title is like. We had guest Shay Mooney. Yeah.
Former gymnast.
Former gymnast on the podcast.
Yes.
Current dad, former gymnast.
Current dad, former gymnast.
That's what I'd
gymnast.
Like to do. And actually, speaking of gymnasts, I had Sean Johnson was at, she was at the birthday party that I was talking about.
Nice.
I was just thinking about that. And I
she
remember because I had
or?
A trampoline. And I think she did some tricks.
Yeah, I mean,
cool.
I feel like if I ever saw Sean Johnson, former Olympic gold medalist, I'd want her to do some tricks.
Yeah.
I'd boss her around.
Do you feel like, you know, people probably come up to you and they're like, would you sing for us?
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if people always come up to her like, what?
Can you do the thing? Yeah.
They give her like
full,
a skinny piece
full,
of something. Like, can you balance on this?
Balance on it.
How confident do you feel like when you, that's an interesting thing to think about. If it was like Sean Johnson, you know, you would want her to see her do a flip. Like, what would you feel? I feel like that would be cool for her to do where it wouldn't be
cool
like, it's a cool, it's pretty sick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I feel like if somebody comes up and like, hey, sing, like it's like a little bit different where it's just like, well, come to a show and I would love to do it. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, it's going to be dumb. You're not going to like it. I'm going to be the guy at the party with the guitar. Everyone's uncomfortable afterwards.
Yeah. That's so
There's
true.
No transition.
Even if it's great singing or people come up, tell a joke, even if it might be a funny joke, it's just still awkward for everyone.
Yeah. It's like, do the thing that you do on the road. It's like, it's just not, you can't do that.
No one's going to feel awkward if she backflips on the back of this couch.
Yeah. It'll
be
phenomenal.
Like, that was pretty
we'll
cool.
talk about it for quite a lot of time. Yeah. But what else would you, like, comedian, same kind of deal, like, tell a joke. That's just weird.
It's never worked. No.
Who else would be, like, acceptable, though?
I think a magician. Like, if David Blaine's at that birthday party, I'm like, well, if I'm having a bad time, I would say, make me disappear. Can you just, like, get me out of here?
Can you do
Can you transport me somewhere else?
I'd be like, I would use that opportunity to just leave the party.
Yeah.
And then, like, be telling everyone later, like, I can't believe David Blaine was at that party. He was there?
He was there?
Yeah, dude.
He made
and
us
I
both
was
disappear.
Too. And then I wasn't. He's incredible. I don't know how he did it. One thing I knew, I was there at the party. Next thing I knew, I was in my bed.
Yeah.
And it was nuts.
Every kid's party, you just convince everyone, like, you got David Blaine was there.
I'm the only one who saw David Blaine.
Did you guys
Blaine
see the magician
again?
At the party? I didn't, dude. Yeah. He was good.
Yeah. He has an ice pick through his forearm.
He made me disappear. Have you ever been to, like, seen any crazy, like, magic trick like that, like, in real life?
I went Branson. You know Branson? Oh, you know
Branson.
I know Branson.
Oh, I know Branson.
I love How's Branson. How's the magic there? Pretty good?
It's a decent magic scene.
I went to a Vegas magic show. Okay, which well, it's was not it's not that.
No.
It's I wouldn't say it's that. No. It's not the same. Yeah. Have you been to Vegas? Yeah, it's not like that.
No. At all. Well, I went when I was like 9. You talk about being so sheltered that my parents are even too sheltered. They're like, we're going to go out to Disneyland in California, and on the way there, we're going to stop in Vegas, show the kids magic.
Some magic.
How cool. What a kid-friendly event.
Some
I'm walking down
magic.
The strip.
They got some crystal shows. Yeah, Vegas.
Walking down the strip, I mean, my 8-year-old brain, I was just like, oh my God, where are we? I was traumatized. And then I mean, the magic show was impressive. He
made your sins the whole thing.
Yeah, he made... It was just church.
We went to that's how sheltered I was. We went to Vegas, but like to visit a church. Yeah, they've got a great pastor. He's a man of the people.
Yeah,
he's really really good. So
you just went to like a Pentecostal church. Like, do you enjoy the magic show? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
snake charmers,
laying people out. Yeah. It was great. I grew up Assembly of God, so kind of similar. Okay. We weren't as strict.
You got it.
Where'd you grow up?
Pentecostals. Natural Dam, Arkansas. There's like 300 people there.
What part of Arkansas is that?
It's kind of northwest.
That's a good part.
Pretty close to like the it's like an hour south of the college, like Fayetteville.
Okay, okay.
Razorback country.
Yeah, like Bentonville area.
Walmart land.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I love going to Arkansas. Walmarts.
Yeah.
Like the best you've ever seen.
Oh, I believe it.
It's like you go into a town that has 1,000 people and you're like passing by just desolation. But then there's like a $40 million Walmart and you're okay.
Yeah.
This is Walmart country. Wow. They even had those little mini marketplaces. Like, I don't know if you've seen those, like Walmart marketplace.
Oh yeah.
Real
the grocery
nice.
Stores. Yeah.
Yeah. Like hey, you don't want to walk to the back to get milk. We're going to open a store for you guys for the 60 and ups.
Next level.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go right in the front, you know, but Dollar General beat them out. So they closed those down.
Is that what
happened? Yeah. Dollar General is doing a little bit better than you'd think. In these small places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife's from a small town. They don't have a single stoplight in the whole county. She's from Iowa, so it's just nothing but farmland. But they got their first like
and
business.
Crystals.
What do you say?
Lots of crystals.
There's a good crystal. It's a good
market.
Crystal city.
It's a good. I thought you were gonna say it's a good crystal scene there. Yeah. I don't know if you can say that. A good crystal scene.
But they only have two businesses in the whole county, and it's a Casey's, and they just opened up a Dollar General.
Yeah,
and it's like they just make money.
They're absolutely killing it. Mm-hmm. Like they go into these little towns. Like it's like, oh, here's like a big city. Find the smaller one.
Yeah,
and let's put 70 instead of putting one big Dollar General. They put 70 around in like the outskirts of the major city.
It works.
And they just clean up.
Makes
Dollar
sense.
Amazing. Sonics.
Sonics are another one. Sonics.
Yeah, there's always Sonics and Pizza Huts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
What was the local? So where did you grew up in Kansas City?
I grew up in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been in Kansas City for like 8 years now. Went to Oklahoma State. I grew up outside of Oklahoma City.
Okay.
We had a Walmart neighborhood market.
Oh yeah.
So
that's
we were
close.
I mean,
I was right on the border of Oklahoma. We used to go to Oklahoma City quite a bit. It's like probably 3 hours.
Yeah.
From me.
Yeah. I've got family in Northwest Arkansas. I love it there.
We might be related. There's a good chance.
Yeah, there's a great chance.
Like a really good chance. Yeah. Yeah. A little better than you probably think.
No, I know, right? But Oklahoma, born and raised, man. It's a good spot. Awesome. I remember the Walmart Supercenter went in our town.
Yeah.
Big drama. Because they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's going to bring a lot of riffraff in here. But
riffraff.
That's what 100%. People, that's what the good white people say. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I wonder what the riffraff.
The riffraff.
Riffraff in
the
parking
here.
Lot.
Riffraff is, that's been one of the phrases that I feel like has stood the test of time.
It has.
It's inoffensive.
Right.
You know, and it's riffraff. It's
it
like,
morphs.
What? We're not talking about you. Whoever you think you are, mm-hmm. We're probably not talking about you.
It's
we're talking
always
about
okay to say.
Yeah. Not the rapper, Riffraff, but
yeah.
Right. Shout out to him.
Shout out Riffraff.
Good friend of yours?
Good buddy of mine. Actually, we followed each other on Instagram for a while.
Nice.
I've never met him. Yeah. I think we are good friends, though.
I
tell people
that
quite a bit.
So. I think you should. Yeah. Help your street cred.
Absolutely.
All these parties. Do you you have three kids. Do you have nieces and nephews?
I have nieces and nephew. I have nieces and nephew.
Nieces and nephew?
That's the answer. I have, my oldest sister, Erica. She has three kids. And I think they're like 10, 9, and one is like Asher's age, about 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. So they're good buddies. And we have like, we've been starting to spend like summers back there.
That's fun.
In Arkansas. So that's been really fun.
I
grew up
cool.
on a big farm.
No, they're still
farm,
in
so
Arkansas? Oh,
they're still
awesome.
In there. Still doing it.
Still
know?
Doing
yeah,
it.
I got
still
out.
Doing
they
it. Oh, your family's
there.
Farming family.
Yes.
Oh,
farming
cool.
family.
Where are they farming?
Grew up milking cows, the whole deal. It wasn't like for income. If just it was, fun. We'd be pretty bad at it. Yeah. My mom, she loves animals, but like we weren't making any money at it. She would like give it away. Like my mom is the sweetest woman you've ever met. And like she's the closest that, you know, like anyone's ever gotten to like meeting Jesus. If you met, you know, Cindy Mooney, you'd be like, I think I maybe have met her. You know what I mean? Sure. She's that kind of woman. And she like, she gives it everything away. She's always giving eggs and stuff away, like to the neighbors. It's a whole deal. So we'd be a pretty bad business. But I did. We did have, you know, chickens, goats. We had 60 goats at one point.
It's good.
That was a thing, and they were trained. She bought them from like this guy, and my dad was so mad because he was never been an animal guy. He is now, but he was never an animal guy. And she comes home one day. I was probably in like, I don't know, ninth grade, and she was like, Rick, I'm going to go look at these. This guy has some goats for sale. And when you say like this guy has some goats for sale, like my dad's probably thinking like maybe 2 to 3 goats. Mm-hmm. He had 60 for sale. And my mom like went over there to look and she bought all of them. And they were trained when you said in goats, they would just sprint around the pasture. And it was a whole scene. And that was like a trick.
That's
why
you gotta buy all 60.
It was pretty sick. Yeah. And they had like hundreds of acres. So like they would like, you know, hold up in like a different part of like, you know, the backfield, the back 40 as we'd call it. And then you just holler at them and they just come sprinting. It was a really good party trick.
Yeah.
When I had people over from the city.
Yeah. Did you ever have to mow the lawn?
Well, not in the pasture. Right. They straight up just munched on it. Boom. You know?
That's all you need.
That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, they just munched, bro.
Yeah, they just munched on it. Anyways, thank you guys for checking out the podcast. We appreciate it. It was a wild party trick.
Did they know any other tricks, or did they just know how to run around?
There was one. His name was Big Jim. He was the billy goat. I was dead serious. And dude, when I say like as tall as that tripod, that goat was like a little bit taller than that tripod.
Okay,
he was the alpha, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it was... it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. He was the biggest goat ever. And if you slapped him on the butt, he would chase after you to the point of like, until he butted you. Like, and it was hard. It was aggressive. And so I would just like dare my friends, like, you got to slap him like it's a dare.
That's what Big Jim.
And they would do it. And like, they would get just railroaded. Like you see those like rodeo cowboys, like the viral videos, like
in the air.
Getting bucked. It was a little like that. It was pretty crazy. Had a lot of aggressive animals. Big Jim is not alive. Dang. Yeah, he is dead.
He got slapped the last time.
Yeah.
Wrong guy slapped him. Yeah. Yeah. Big Bob came over and he slapped him.
Hey, what? Hold
he
on. Didn't.
He turned around and he's like, oh, sorry, Bob. We had a couple like interesting animals. One, we had a goat that we kind of saved. I don't remember the story, but I just remember we saved him somehow. He was a rescue. His name was Lucky. And he had like the most distinct horseshoe on the side. Like even to the point where like, you know, it's got the horseshoe, but then it even had like the side thing. It looked exactly like a horseshoe. So we called him Lucky, and he thought he was a cow, full blown cow. Like the goats would stay in their pasture and he was with the cattle. And he nursed on this mama cow that had lost her baby. He would just go in there and just take care of it. And it was amazing because I used to have to, you know, milk her. Because if you don't milk, then they'll get mastitis. And you know, we all know what mastitis is.
Yeah.
Well, my mom had it.
You get it. You had it.
My wife got it in her udders. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it's a thing. So you have to milk them or they'll get sick. And so we would have old Lucky really just get in there.
Yeah.
And in like a minute, I mean, he would have the whole thing.
He'd ever drain.
Man, I never thought of that. I know Katie, we should have got a goat for Katie.
Yeah.
she kept getting it, man.
I know a great goat farm that she can get it from.
Yeah, give me a touch of your mom.
For these specific things.
Right.
Yeah.
Just rare instances where you're an oversupplier.
It's not as rare as you'd think.
Yeah.
There's a whole community. Right.
I didn't know you could cross milk like that. I didn't know goats could drink cow's milk or...
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if you're
supposed
to. I don't
know if anyone does.
Yeah. That's, you know...
They did amazing things
Lucky.
Down there.
Incest isn't supposed to be a thing, but that happens.
Arkansas found the way.
A lot of things go wrong in this world. Yeah. But it was an interesting experience. So growing up on a farm, it definitely like, because all my friends, like I went to school like in Fort Smith, which was like a, you know, a bigger city, probably, you know, 100,000 people or something. But I went to a small like private school. And I remember like, I didn't think it was that weird that I grew up in the country until like we had a field trip to my house. You know, they're like, "Hey, we're gonna go see how the other side lives."
Yeah,
I was
like, right.
I was like, "Oh yeah,
guys,
no,
we got this one kid. We don't know how he's affording this private school." But we gotta go see what's
going
on. You
have to go
here.
See.
You guys gotta see this. It is ridiculous. They're living like they're kind of in a house, but like it's weird.
Look at his bed. Yeah.
The barn's bigger than
lay on
the
it.
House.
Could you sleep on it?
Yeah.
Just... All the kids are trying on my bed. Like, oh my god, can you imagine? Can you imagine living here and being so poor and gross?
Oh man.
But it was a whole thing. And I thought at that point in my life, like there was the first field trip we had was actually my oldest sister had a field trip to our house. And I was so nervous because, like, I had a huge crush on this girl, Megan. Shout out, Megan. She was, like, 5 years older than me. And I was like, she's it. You know, I was like, I think I was in, like, fourth grade or something. And so they came over. And I remember just, like, walking out. And they had, like, these little things set up. Like, hey, can you set up, like, some booths, you know, to, like, show, like,
yeah, was
to
like
show
a carnival.
The thing? Yeah, like, there, it was literally like a carnival.
Hey,
they had
Shay,
booths.
Some high schoolers are going to come over. Do you mind, like, guessing their weight?
Yeah.
Does that work?
I was great at it.
Yeah.
They'd get on there. I'm like, too big. Yeah. Too small.
Big gym.
But we brought the cow out there and we had like, I mean, they had like a lemonade stand, like stuff from the garden. And I'm like, this is just my life, guys. Yeah. Enjoy it. You know,
it's not a spectacle.
Like, we get to water the garden. This is awesome. I'm like, yeah, it's not as fun when you have to do it at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And so they had a cow out there to like milk. I just remember feeling like an absolute stud walking out there. Cause
I got it.
If you ever want to get like a good forearm workout, that's the one you need to do. Milking cows is the greatest thing you can do. And I could milk a gallon in about a minute. And that's on God, dude.
Yeah. That's on impressive. God.
You were squeezing.
And it was crazy. I mean, I just get in there and just be flowing just in my, and I remember just like literally like in this motion and I'd just be like looking at Megan and just be like, you know, just being like just, feeling yeah, like legitimately yeah. like an absolute stud. Yeah. Never have felt that way before that or since.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like no award could have
always
ever touched
that
feeling.
Always
I've been chasing that high
it.
Since that day. And it was the greatest thing. And I remember her like leaning over and she was like, you're so good at that. And I was like, what's this whole thing, dude?
Megan, stop it.
Yeah. Double time. You know, yeah. I'm like, oh, wow, this is a little
bring
quicker.
In another one. Yeah.
This whole thing, dude. Just milk splashing everywhere. It's just filling up. They're grabbing gallons. Look at him go. That's what went in my mind.
Wow. Yeah. Megan, was she your first crush?
I don't think so.
What was your first crush? You remember?
One
of those cows.
I do remember. Yeah, I remember my first crush ever. I think was probably like, I'm sure there was like some at church, you know, when you're young. But the first one, like woman that I was like obsessed, I said woman. She was 48. but it was this girl named Julia. And I remember I was in fifth grade and she was in sixth grade and I had it bad. I had it real bad. And it's so funny because you go back and you look at your crushes. And she looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot that people watch this.
That's what you're saying.
Right. Yeah, oh,
and
really,
then
yeah.
she's a real there's human people. And yeah. definitely she's, knows there's only like 14 people in my school. But it's we're not even going to talk about it. Julia's a great girl. But I was sitting there and like going through back.
It's crazy. Oh, you go back and you look.
I'm literally thinking about Julia right now. I had the biggest crush.
Than I remembered.
Yeah, yeah. Even more pretty.
Yes. That's what I was gonna say.
Yes, but it was crazy. Dude. I was fully obsessed. Like there was a. I'm like just remembering this for the very first time. I was fully like in love with her to the point where like, I think I would like write her notes and stuff like that. And she was dating this other kid at the time, and it just devastated me, wrecked my world. Yeah. And that's when I wrote. That's when I wrote really our first hit was there. In the fourth grade, it's called Tequila.
It's called Tequila.
Didn't even write that song. Yeah. It was my first heartbreak. But my first big heartbreak was this girl, Savannah. And I met her in like the fifth grade.
It's always Savannah.
It was always a Savannah. We name dropped her in a song in this album.
Wow.
Yeah, my wife knows about it. I was like 16. But that was my first heartbreak. I met her in fifth grade.
Dang.
And we ended up, she left our school, came back. And I was dating this girl, Brandy, at the time. She came back to school. Yeah, I broke up with Brandy like the next day. What a horrible move. Because she came back to school and I was like, yeah, Brandy, look, I know that we've been dating for a couple of days now, but Savannah's back. And you know what that means.
You know what that means.
Yeah, it was like Harvey Specter. You know, it was like, what's the redhead's name?
Donna.
It was like Donna. You know, it's just like, look, you know what's going to happen.
Donna, you just don't.
Look, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. But, you know, Donna's my girl. Mm-hmm. It was a good thing. I forgot what we were even talking about. I just think about it.
Savannah's in the album. That's what I got out of it.
Savannah's
always a Savannah. My first crush, dude. First grade. I was ahead of my time. Stephanie.
Ooh.
And she.
Big Steph.
Ooh, she was a cutie. And we had a.
Big Steph.
In PE class, we did foot races. And I won out of the boys. Okay, and she won out of the girls. So we were like, oh, how fun. Let's have the fastest guy in girl race.
Title IX.
title. Right. Yeah. And, you know, this is back in the day. And so I was raised. I was furious. Like, why? She's below me. Why would I do? No, I'm kidding. So we raced. And I'm like, oh, fun. Yeah, I can beat a girl.
We're not allowed to be in the same room right now. Yeah, what's happening?
This isn't how I'm. She beats me.
Oh, no.
This is devastating. I might have told this on our podcast before.
I don't remember this.
You don't? Okay, great. And when you know it, years later, in like high school, it's some kind of combo like this. We're like, first crush. I hadn't thought about it in a while. And this is back when Facebook's pop and you can find anyone on Facebook. I just quickly look. And this girl is on a D1 scholarship to play soccer at Notre Dame or something, which is like a top 5 program.
Wow.
And so I was like, okay, she's really fast.
She's fast.
Yeah, she's just fast.
Yeah, and you can see your future. You're like, I could have done that.
Yeah.
Basically.
Basically is I was just
it was like Notre Dame or comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like education or this. Or you know? That was mine. I didn't go to college. So, right. Yeah.
You didn't go to college.
I didn't go to college.
So what?
I could have went.
When did you could have gone.
That's what people say when they couldn't go to college. I mean, I could have, like, I had a bunch of offers, but I couldn't. I just didn't have the time.
It was just time. Yeah.
Cows.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at AbilityChiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Did you go to college?
I graduated college.
You went to
Oklahoma State. I got. Yeah. It's funny how much people bring this up when they like. I'll get interviewed and obviously quickly Google me. I have my MBA as well. So I stayed around and it's
basketball. Like, that's awesome. Dude.
Yeah,
that's so cool, dude.
Yeah, dude.
He got his NDA.
3 semesters. Yeah. My NDA.
I got an NDA once. Yeah. Is that the same?
MBA.
MBA.
Master's of Business and Minister. I'm a Master's of Business.
Wow.
Which is kind of a. But
that helped you in your life?
Not at all.
That's awesome, though.
I just stuck around. I mean, it was Oklahoma State. No, I love Go Pokes, but you know.
Yeah, careful. You know, private shows, you know, mm-hmm. they might bring you back.
What? When did you leave your small little town and get?
It
to
was.
Nashville?
I moved when I was about. So I did. I did have a scholarship to go to music school, and so that was like my. That was kind of the plan at first. I was like 17, or I might have been. Yeah, I think I was 17, and I won this competition through the Assemblies of God. Had this thing called Fine Arts Festival. It was like a whole deal. It was like national, huge deal. Biggest thing you've ever heard of.
Yeah,
huge, massive. It was massive.
I always wanted to go.
Yeah, this would have been, you won.
This was 2009.
Oh, yeah.
So I graduated in 2010.
I watched 2008. I was a big fan in
08. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm the guy from that thing. Yeah. And so we get to this competition, and I've been doing this thing for quite a while. And so they had all these, you know, different categories, and I won in like male vocal solo. And so if you win, then you get like a full ride to go to, you know, music school. And so that was kind of my plan, was to go.
Is it an Assemblies of God music school or just?
It was, you could go either way.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that you got a better scholarship if you went to like an AG school, I think, or at least a Bible college. That was what they didn't tell you. Like, hey, we got some good news and we got some bad news. All right. Yeah. You got a full scholarship to a pretty specific place.
Right.
Oh, okay. I guess that's all right. But in order to like maintain this scholarship, I had to have like a 2.1 GPA. And so that's not good to tell somebody, you know what I mean? Where they're like, hey, this is your senior year. You got to maintain a 2.1.
Yeah.
It's like, basically you have to come a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And, it was hilarious because I kind of all through high school, I went to private school until 11th grade. And then I knew that I was going to do music. I was in this like high school rock band, Fuller's Field. You guys probably have heard of it.
Oh yeah,
What are you? What's your favorite song? We'll talk about it later.
Savannah's Julia. Back.
Oh. So you have heard of them. Yeah. If you looked it up right now and you're like, it just said our number one song was Savannah's Back.
Yeah.
It'd be great. No, but I had this band and I was like, I know I want to do music for a living, and so I feel like, you know, I need to, because I was big into sports. Like I played baseball. I was pretty good at baseball, and basketball were like my sports. And so I played all until like my junior year. And then I had gotten in a wreck, and it wasn't just this one instance, but I had hurt my back and I had like two herniated discs. And it was like, I'd have these episodes where I like landed on it weird and I like couldn't walk. It was bad. Wow. And so I was kind of going through, you know, therapy for that. And they'd kind of lay me on this table and kind of stretch your, you know, your back apart or whatever. And so while I was doing that, I couldn't play sports. And I was like, if I'm not playing sports, I kind of want to go to this public school that was like a little closer to my house and where all my friends went. Cool. So I was like, my senior year, I'll go do that. And it was like, it was so like coming from a public or private school. And I went to the public school and I was like, oh man, this is so easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally, I would had like all the basic classes too. I wasn't trying to get into Harvard. You know, I was taking like, you know, most people when they get in, it's like, oh yeah, I took like, you know, algebra two or like, you know, all these different, I can't even think of the, that's how dumb I am. I don't even know the classes that exist. Like what are the other maths? I don't know. But I was taking these classes that was just like math. That was the name of the class. Yeah. Well,
math
are you in English this year? Oh, like lit? Like, no, it's just called English.
English.
Yeah. There's
words.
Four people in my class, and they're clearly not going to college. Yeah. And I would just like, I mean, I was just chilling, and you could get out. Like, I think at like 11 o'clock, they let you leave school to go get lunch. So I'd go to the Sonic and we'd go, you know, you go get food. And I normally wouldn't come back for the rest of the day. You know, they just like, yeah, just don't worry about it. All right. We know that you're not going anywhere important.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I ended up graduating with like a pretty good GPA. I think I got like a 3.9 or maybe even a 4.0 for the first half. And so I was like, cool, I'll go to, this is like the longest way to get to how I got to this place. So anyways, when I was six, I ended up graduating high school, thankfully. So I think the biggest thing that kind of pushed me, one of the motivating factors, because I'm going to tell a story because I think it is very funny, but it also was something that really pushed me to be like, okay, I'm doing this music thing. I'm going to show them. My senior year, I got asked by the principal. In my side story, the vice principal was like a big music guy. He loved it. He used to take me out of a class and we would talk about like he played steel guitar. He loved country music. He loved the whole deal and he was awesome. And Miss Guthrie was our main principal lady.
Shout out.
And shout out, Miss Guthrie. I'll never forget you. And you're about to hear why. Okay. I'm going to really lay it down on Miss Guthrie. So she asks me, I told her, I was like, hey, I wrote this song kind of like about our senior class. I thought it'd be like kind of cool. Like I had just gotten into songwriting, you know, a couple years before that. And I had wrote this song as kind of like a farewell thing, which sounds pretty stupid when I say it out loud. But at the time, I was like, this is sick, and everyone's going to love it, and I'm going to get the girl. And I didn't really have a girl, but I'd get one of them, you know what I mean?
For sure. Take what you can get.
So I was like, I have this song. She's like, oh my goodness, would you sing it at graduation? And I was like,
oh, will
things
I?
Things are heating up. I hope I can like even go anywhere after this, because I'm going to be so famous here.
Yeah,
right.
And so I was like, this is going to be so cool. You know, I'm singing at graduation, so I like tell my grandma and like my aunts and uncles and everybody's like coming to graduation. Like it's a big deal, you know, in the town. And so we get there. Night before graduation, I like do the song at our graduation rehearsal. Our whole class, there was like probably 250 in our graduating class. Everyone's crying. It was like an awesome moment. We're like, Sweet. This is so cool. And so I was like, man, this is going to be really special tomorrow. Yeah. Like to get to do this in front of like, I mean, there was probably, I don't know, 5,000 people at this graduation. I was like, this is going to be so cool. And so I get there the next night to graduation. I got my guitar and I'm walking up, you know, to get in line to line up for the thing. And Miss Guthrie comes over and she's like, oh, Shay, I'm so sorry. I just meant at the rehearsal.
Oh.
You're not performing like tonight. And I mean, you should have just, my heart went to my ankles.
Like,
and
well,
I
as
mean,
you're, like how you're about to go on stage.
We're like about to go.
Oh.
And so I had to like call somebody, maybe like my mom or somebody, to like come get my guitar because we're like walking. And so I just had to like set my guitar down and like everyone's just like, what the heck? Like that, everyone was like, everyone thought that I was, you know, like our whole class was like, dude, you're gonna
crush
it. That's
why you do a rehearsal.
You're gonna kill it.
Yeah.
That's why you do a rehearsal. I mean, I've got the plug-in. I've got everything. I have like a wireless guitar plug-in. And it was the craziest thing and it broke my heart. And I was like, after that, I was like, first of all, I'm never coming back to this town ever.
I'm not donating a dime
to
the music department.
A dime to these people. And I was like, man, at that point, and I'd already knew I was going to do music, but that was like a real kick in the butt for me because I was so embarrassed. And
yeah,
I was like, I have to do something to like, you know, show these people. That's how it started out. Like, I'm going to show them.
But it was kind of cool.
It was so crazy.
You did show them.
I did. I showed you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really care about it. But it was after that, that like really, I was like, okay, I'm going to do music, but I don't think I want to do this whole like college thing. I feel like I we had been coming, you know, kind of backstory since I was like 8 years old. It was like the first time I came to Nashville. And we would start making trips here. I made like a couple albums for fun. Like my dad funded it with my sisters. Like we, you know, did that whole deal. And so I kind of knew how Nashville worked, and I knew that people just came here and started writing songs. And that was kind of how you cut your teeth. And everybody that kind of went to college, they kind of were like, if you walked into a publishing company and said like, I have a songwriting degree, they'd be like, oh, that's cool. You can wait outside and never have a job here. You know, it was like, no one took it seriously. And so I was like, I don't want to waste my time doing that. And so if I'm going to do it, I just got to like do it. So back to your original question, when I was 18, I moved. My sister went to a 9-month like ministry school because she was like, she had kind of rededicated her life to God. She was in a rock band. She had like toured all around. She was playing the devil's music. So, you know, she came back to God, wanted to go to this ministry school for 9 months and kind of just, you know, reassess her life. And I was like, I want to go do that because I don't want to go to college, but 9 months, I can do 9 months. And so I went up there with her. And
where was it?
This was in Pittsburgh.
Cool.
So this was in Allison Park, Pennsylvania, which is like basically Pittsburgh, a suburb. And we were there for about a year and it was awesome. The experience was awesome. Like I could have gotten my like, you know, pastoral license, and I didn't, so, but I could have, could have done it. Didn't fill out the paperwork, but it was an awesome experience. We got to go to like Sweden. They did like a couple trips. It was really a cool experience. But throughout all of that, you know, that was kind of my plan to delay. When I got done with that, I got back to Arkansas and I was like, oh no, I think I just like, I wasted a year. Like I said, I wasn't going to, and I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, I'm going to do music, but like, how am I going to do that?
Yeah, right.
You know? And I was like, at the time I was making like YouTube videos, you know, getting tens of views off of that. And so I just didn't really know what to do. And I was home for about like a short amount of time, maybe like a couple weeks. And kind of trying to figure out what my next move was. And I get this text from this guy that we had met in Pittsburgh. And he was like, hey, man, I've got T-Pain wants to meet you. He, like, saw your YouTube stuff and, like, wants to meet
T-Pain.
You. T-Pain. And he was a backup dancer for T-Pain at the time. And so I was like, oh, my, what? This is crazy. I was
T-Pain?
In a movie theater.
Yeah. Tylenol Pain Relief.
Tylenol Pain Relief. I was like, that's his full name. So you do know his full name.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
But he was like, hey, T-Pain wants to FaceTime you. And I'm like in my hometown theater, you know, like watching a movie. And I was like, so like I knew the manager and I was like,
Mr.
I need to
Payne.
Get Wi-Fi. And I was like, T-Pain's trying to call me. You know, I sound like a crazy person. I'm running in like, help, help me.
Someone,
T-Pain's on the phone.
Virgin Miss Guthrie, Virgin Miss Guthrie. I wanted to hear this.
Everyone's like, what are you talking about? So I ended up like FaceTiming T-Pain. Long story short, I ended up moving to Atlanta. And living basically with T-Pain for like a year and a half. And that was eventually what, like, I knew I had to eventually make it to, you know, Nashville. But he loved country music. And like, I mean, I would just go in there. And that's a story for another time. But that was by far the craziest point in my life. I mean, the stuff that we were doing was crazy.
Yeah.
It was nuts. The people we were meeting, like, it was just great. Like Owen Wilson would just show up one day and you'd just be like, what is my life right now?
Yeah,
this is so crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm the only white kid there. They thought that was hilarious. And it was just, it was the funnest experience because I just got to see like another side of life that I'd never been exposed to before, for better or worse. You know, it was like, it was just crazy.
Yeah,
and it was a wild time, but it was awesome. And it taught me a lot, but it got me to Nashville. And I was like, you know, started coming here. And I think I was getting paid like maybe $2,000 a month or something like that, which sounds like a lot until you have to pay $500 for rent in Atlanta, and I was also paying $500 for rent here, and then I was paying $500 to this manager, which was the guy who introduced me to T-Pain,
the backup dancer.
That became he became my manager. That was the whole deal, and so it was just crazy. I mean, I was living on just no money, and so I'm like crashing on couches, like, you know, doing the whole deal, and you're trying to like go out, you know, and meet people and do the whole thing, and I was just like, we'd write every single day, and you know, it was just kind of that until December 7th, 2012, I went to a house party because I heard that there was a keg, and I was like, that's sick. I haven't, you know, I can't afford to have a beer.
Yeah.
So I'd love to go have one of those.
Yeah. I mean, it's Pearl Harbor Day.
You gotta celebrate. Exactly. And right. You had to celebrate that, you know, and I'll never forget. Shut up. that's going to be the intro.
Yeah.
Shut up, Pearl Harbor. And I was like, okay, let's go to this party. And that was, I walked in and that was Dan's house. It was him and this guy, Andy Albert. He wrote a bunch of the songs on this current record. And we ended up all just hitting it off. And me and Dan wrote the next day. And the rest was kind of history. I think we put out our first single in the summer of 2013.
There you go,
and
man.
It was just
pretty quick.
Wild,
T-Pain.
Man. T-Pain. T-Pain. I got the surgery, T-Pain surgery. Yeah. You know, they had an app, you know, his app.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Turns out you can get it on the inside.
You get it on the inside.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty neat deal.
Yeah, it's people.
Yeah, it's been a crazy, it's been 10 years now that Dan and I have been in a band.
You still in touch
like,
with T-Pain?
Yeah, I talk to him every once in a while. Yeah.
Have you guys ever formally worked on like a project together?
There's some songs floating out there, I think.
SoundCloud.
There's some SoundCloud songs
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, I like that.
It's pretty good, pretty good content.
Dig those up, man.
I'll have to find that. Probably on YouTube somewhere. But no, he was, it was a whole thing. Like we definitely, when Dan and I like formed the band, it was a complicated relationship after that. Without getting too much into detail, it was a rough time in his life. And it was just the lawyers got involved and it became like a whole thing. Mm-hmm. But we kind of rekindled our friendship and there's definitely no hard feelings, but it was, definitely a huge, you know, part of me being able to get here was because of him. So I'll always be grateful, you know, for that.
For sure. Legend.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, I can't even, sometimes when I say it, like tell the stories out loud, I'm like, I can't believe that happened. I was with T-Pain. It was wild.
What were these YouTube videos? Just like instructional stuff?
No, I would just like do covers and like songs that I'd written, like real bad stuff.
And he saw all talent.
And you've wiped the internet of these, or are they?
They're probably still floating out there.
Probably floating out there?
No, they're probably all wiped.
They're wiped?
Yeah, don't even try. Don't even try to look at them. No, I think they're all wiped.
No.
Yeah, they're all wiped.
T-Pain took care of that. He knows this to YouTube.
There was some bad songs out there, which is like really embarrassing. Every once in a while, there'll be somebody come up and be like, I just love, like, it's not even the songs like that we've won Grammys for. It's like, hey, like, I loved your
Savannah's
love
back. Savannah's
that you wrote when you
time.
Were, yeah, I yeah. love Savannah's Back. You're like, oh, God, what?
Really?
What are you talking about?
Okay.
That's kind of funny in general. I feel like that probably happens to you. I feel like it happens to me. I'll run into someone from my hometown, and it's like, I haven't seen them in 10 years. A lot has happened. Yeah. And, like, the thing that comes to mind, it's like, man, it's so crazy to see you now. Because I remember you were so good at dodgeball. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, really? Oh. That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah. They're still living in the past. Like, God, you were so good. And they kind of put their head down thinking about the good old days.
Yeah.
You know, you've got those things. All my friends, like my best friends are still back in Arkansas, which is great for me. Because I feel like, you know, you go out and you live this just crazy, I almost said alternative life, but that's not what I was going to say.
This
kind of better life. But it is like a, you know, you live this full on, like what a lot of my friends, like they save up money to go on like vacations to places that I have to go to. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
you know
no,
what that's like.
Like.
You guys,
yeah,
you travel,
insane.
You get to go play golf in these places that literally are the most beautiful places, but you're having to do it. It doesn't make any sense. But it's a good like perspective when you go back home and you're like, I do really have it good. And obviously there's like sacrifices to doing what we all do that are like, there's definitely a give and take. And some days I'm like, God, I'd take that gas station job right about now,
sure.
you know, to be home with your family.
Yeah.
But it's always so crazy that my family used to like the things that your family is impressed by. That's a funny thing to think of.
Oh,
yeah.
So that's a great question.
Yeah.
Is there something that happened early on? It sounds like you have really sweet parents that like, because our careers, I'd imagine you doing all that. Sounds like they're very supportive music,
yeah.
but it's foreign to them still. Like, was there something early on where maybe they said something that wasn't the right thing or something big happened that they didn't get? Like, for me, I remember when I first just like went up for sale with like a comedy club show and I sold out 250
yeah.
tickets. And it's like, I just couldn't wrap my head around that. I was like, 250? Like, I remember going to the day of the show and not being convinced they would show up. It's like, they bought the tickets, but are they also gonna
still feel that way?
Yeah. And it's just like, what? And it's just mind blowing when that starts happening. I remember telling my parents or friends too, and I'd be like, yeah, man, I did the show. It's sold out. And they'd be like, oh, I mean, yeah, you have like a million followers. That makes sense. Like, but that's actually not exactly how it
like,
works.
How dare
yeah,
you?
No, it just cause that doesn't mean people actually will buy tickets. It's actually a very big deal. My parents are just like, cool. Well, when you're in town, we'll catch you.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think you realize how big a deal this is. But they've always been so supportive. They just
yeah,
don't
yeah.
know. Like,
they just don't understand like what that means.
Or my mom, when she came and watched one of my first shows, you know, I'm working so hard. I'm up there for an hour. And her biggest thing she was wowed by. She's like, how do you memorize all that? You memorize the whole thing. No cheat, no anything. Like, that's not the impressive part.
The jokes were good, Mom. Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were. You were there. You heard them.
Is there anything?
My parents were, they were, my dad's always been like so supportive. Like, and he loves, like, he definitely is like, I definitely get my desire for like more an adventure for my dad. My mom would be fine with like, if she had just like a couple cattle and lived like just on the grass would be fine with her. She's like, oh, this is a great plot of land. We could get some sticks and put this up. This is beautiful. This is stunning. We are so blessed. Yeah. You know, that's my mom.
Love it.
And my dad's like trying to, he owns a construction company. And so like, he's always like, and I get my love, like I love real estate. I love building. I love the whole deal. And it's just this sense of like, I want to do more. Like there's always like, what's the next thing? Which is like something I'm working on, trying to be content, you know?
Sure.
But my dad is like, he's always been super up to date. Like he would travel to shows. And for like the first 3 years, I don't think my mom ever came to a show, like ever.
Really?
And it wasn't like that she didn't want to. It was like she does not on her phone. Like she just recently got on Facebook, which has been a problem. But she's like just discovering the world. Like, have you guys heard of this Facebook?
Facebook.
Yeah, Mom.
Very reliable news.
I think. Yeah, when I was 16, it came out. But she's like just into that world. And so she was like, you know, always really supportive, but just did, she just literally didn't understand the scope of it and couldn't believe when she'd be like in Walmart and people would come up and be like, your son is, I just love that. And she would like legitimately in her mind be like, how did they know that?
Yeah.
How would they possibly know that? And she's like, I remember one time she's like, I think it's going pretty well. People around here are really starting to
people
hear of you guys.
To talk.
Yeah. At this point, like, we'd like won like CMA awards.
Several Grammys.
Like, Mama, she's we have seven number ones, Mom.
People are catching on.
Yeah. We've done, this is our fifth tour. And so it was like, it was a little bit of a learning curve for me to like know how to react to my mom. Cause it was like, she was blown away. Like, and there's certain things that like, you know, my mom does, she's not on Instagram. She wasn't on Facebook. She wasn't on Twitter. She wasn't on YouTube. She wasn't on anything. So she was fully unaware of like what I was doing. She was kind of blown away when I came in for Thanksgiving and like was still doing music. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's like, I don't know how he's paying for it, but they're still living out there.
Yeah,
they're still living out
there.
Blessings on them. And so it was like when we played the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade though,
that got her
like,
fired up.
Things, yeah. She was like, woo. Oh my, like you're a singer. Like, yeah, Mom, been trying to tell you this.
Snoopy's right there.
And my aunts and uncles, like everybody. That was like the first thing that we did. And this was after being on like so many other things, you know, so many like big things. Like on, we had done Ellen, Jimmy Kimmel. We'd done all the things like, you know.
That didn't
and
click,
that
like
and
the
that didn't,
did.
They had no idea about it. It wasn't reaching, you know, their three channels there. But they had the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on Channel 5. And it was like my aunts and uncles. Like I remember coming in because I flew like straight from there to go back home for Thanksgiving. And I remember like everyone was walking around like with that look, like they were proud. Like you're doing it, man.
You know,
you're doing it.
It's fun. That's the Macy's. That's a perfect thing to get on to get the approval of that generation.
Yes.
I remember I got, they showed one of my videos that we made together on Fox News.
Yeah.
And
massive.
Massive. My parents and their Bible study group, they were fired up. They're like, that my other like Trey, we're getting blown up. They saw you on Jesse.
It starts a revival in their group. They're like, oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh. Get it out. He's fine. He's doing it.
He's doing it. He's doing it. That happened to my parents. So specific, and that has happened like recently. That's the only time my mom texts me. Was like our songs play a lot apparently in the background of like Fox and Friends.
Oh, right.
Hey, dude, my mom loses her mind. I like she didn't even know when we had won. I had to tell her that we had won a Grammy, like our first Grammy, and I had to tell her about it. She just
what's
didn't,
that?
You know, yeah. She's like, "What are you like? I'm Grammy."
Yeah, yeah.
that's what my kids call my.
You should see more of your real Grammy.
About?
How about that?
You should. You think that Grammy's important? Is that more important than the real Grammy? And it's not even like if I it, when I told her it just held no weight. She has no idea. She's so you know. She's that sheltered.
Which is so humbling and kind of like, you know what?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It obviously does matter, but it, yeah, you know
but
what?
But it doesn't, though. It you know what I mean? Like, it really, really doesn't. And that's why, like, I will always be grateful for that because it really does give you a perspective because in this line of work, we really do let ourselves, like, prop ourselves up on these, like, things where it's like, and it's like our insecurities. Like, well, at least, like, they can never take our Grammys away from us, you know? And it's like, yeah but it literally doesn't matter. Yeah. And it just kind of is laughable. But it's like, it is special.
For
and
sure.
It's like it's a thing, an ode to a moment in time. I appreciate that for it. That's why I love plaques and I love like all these things because it like reminds me of that time. But when you start putting value in like the actual thing, it's like, then you can kind of get in trouble. Yeah, yeah. Because then you're like, oh, if I don't get another one, then I'm worthless.
Yeah. And it's your, so it sounds like, your mom sounds like a great character. It sounds like all our moms would be great friends.
What's your mom's name? My mom's name's Cindy.
Karen.
That's
dead serious. Yeah.
Cindy and Karen would tear it up in the Bible study together.
Trisha. Good memory.
Trisha.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not Trish.
Both work.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
It's your
so
mom.
She's fun.
Yeah,
yeah, she's fun. Yeah, she's fun. Either work.
If you're a Trisha and you demand to be named, like, it's not Trish.
Yeah,
then it's like you're a little bit more uptight. But Trish is like, call me Trish. You know, it's
nah,
like,
just Trish.
Just call me Trish. It's fine. Just
call, yeah, or the mom. She's call me mom to all people.
Yeah.
That's real fun.
That's super cool.
Is your mom, I get, you know, she's a sweet church lady. How conservative is she? Is she the type of conservative where, when you have a song called Tequila, she's like, why are we singing about tequila?
Oh, yeah. It is a real problem.
Yeah. Mom, we
this
did
is
it.
Like, legitimately.
It's the song of the century. She's like,
that's her least favorite
we really,
song.
Yeah, really?
She, like, I remember
that's hysterical.
Still feeling like when we sang Tequila, my mom came to a show in like Dallas one time. We were playing like literally to a state. We're in a stadium.
Right.
And there was like 60,000 people and they're just screaming every word of Tequila. And I could feel, they might have been the Holy Spirit convicting me. But I could feel she was like at front of house, and I remember like seeing a video, and my mom was like, we had just played some song we wrote about like our grandparents, like her parents, and like she was just beaming, like crying. And then we played Tequila last night. I saw one video of her, and she was just kind of looking around, like
she's like
super
putting,
nervous,
putting headphones in, just like listening. I'm gonna listen to some worship. Like,
yeah. I didn't realize we'd be worshiping alcohol around here. She's
really
like praying. She's just like
the drinking.
She's rebuking it right there. You know, she's got her hand on the console,
she's got a cross, right, holding it up.
Anytime
they don't know what
to,
he doesn't know what he's doing.
Dan and Shane, his mom's there. He's like, when I taste sparkling grape juice, like,
when I taste taquitos, like, oh, okay, it's an alternative version.
I guess I hear it differently.
Yeah, she listens to the non-explicit version. When but I it was it, it is so funny. She is that conservative.
Right.
I'm talking. Oh. She's real conservative on every aspect. You can apply that to politics.
Sure.
You can apply it to whatever you'd like to.
You bet.
It is. It's pretty great.
She go the conspiracy route.
You know,
she may
I
not know about him. If she's
I wouldn't
not,
say she's gone the route. Grid. Instead, she lives there. She's not on her way there.
She's
she
on the
inner. She is living in there.
She's planted her flag.
Yeah, but hers like if my mom starts to believe it, then I'm like maybe. I'm a conspiracy guy though. I love it. I'm in for possibilities. I'm an adventure seeker, and it's like
maybe.
You know what I'm saying? If you told me like, hey, like this house, it sinks down in the ground sometimes, I'd be like, that's cool.
Yeah. I bet it does.
I believe it. I bet it does.
Yeah.
Huh, wouldn't be surprised. I feel like we're so unsurprised by everything nowadays to the point where they were like, hey, there's aliens, and we're like, oh, that's nuts,
dude. We
and then that we just moved on.
Right.
How did we move on from that?
Well, Taylor Swift came to watch Travis Kelce.
No, that's true. And so. I hadn't even thought about it. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Just completely forgot about it. You know what? She did do that. And I'm like, dive right headfirst into
we
that.
We got to talk all
and
about
talk about it.
Yeah.
I can't believe how
Cindy
big of a deal
even knows
it is.
About that. Cindy knows she's about text you.
Yeah, she's Taylor like, Swift? Have you heard about this Taylor Swift
like,
ordeal?
Wow.
Like, now you're going to text me back, Mom?
Now?
Yeah.
That was not. Well, okay. We're going to end with this. What's your favorite conspiracy? Is one pop in your head?
It does, and I cannot say it.
It is very specific.
Okay.
I can't wait to tell you guys about it and dive right in after this.
Oh,
nice.
I can't wait.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of like one that is sayable.
Like you said, it's like so many. I don't even know what's. I was scrolling Twitter today, and there's this big tweet that said like, one researcher found that the vaccine has altered the human DNA forever.
No, that one's true. That one's true.
Well, that's actually not a conspiracy,
true,
Trey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Trey, let me. Conspiracy, you had to. Conspiracies are not true.
Yeah.
All right, they're silly. That's make believe land. This is facts.
Sorry.
All right, and
okay,
I like to
so
get
sorry.
Right into it. And I brought some paper.
Travis Kelce promoted Pfizer, and I.
We it's just sponsored. Like we are sponsored by Pfizer, by the way. We can't talk about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I will say, I like to get into conspiracies because, for one thing, I do believe a lot of them. But what gets me in trouble is when I go back home, and I'm like, this is for sure a fact. This is not a conspiracy. This is just data. But when you get around other people's phones that and you have like their contact, it shares like your information is all over the place. And when you get like when I come like I almost said something weird. When I get close to my wife, I was gonna use a different word, but didn't. When I get close to my wife, I will literally she'll be scrolling and like telling me about something, like texting me about it like early in the day, or she'll be like I'll look over there and I'll see her scrolling and she's looking at like, you know, Caraway pans or something. I don't even know if that's the brand name. But she'll say like something or not even say it, she'll be scrolling. And then like 20 minutes later, it's on my feed. And that's all well and good until I go home to my parents. And the things my mom is looking up is wild. Dude, and I was there for like 3 days, and I get on there, and it's like the first thing that popped up was like, Trump, a time traveler? And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, Mom, we gotta talk.
We gotta talk about this, guys. And she's like, it might be true. I mean, you see, he predicted this. I mean, she's so far down the rabbit hole and stuff that it's like, man. And now I'm starting to believe it.
Yeah, right.
So I can't believe Trump did all that stuff. Yeah, then and now.
It's crazy. Yeah, right, I know.
But that was like the first thing that popped up, and I just died laughing. And I was like, you can tell that I've been home. I'm getting the craziest stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's wild. So I mean, I got one the other day. This is real. That it was just this video, and it was like portal opens in New Brunswick or something crazy, and I'm like, I'm in. And so I watched the rest of it. That's the problem is that I got down the rabbit hole.
So now
It doesn't let you out gently. It's like, hey, maybe like get out of here. It's like, come in.
Yeah.
Welcome in.
Welcome.
Strap in. But this one like literally showed, and it looked so real. Guys, it looks so real.
It's such a portal. There's portal.
There's portals.
Well,
so
New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Basically, there's portals in the world. But it fully like opened up, and you could just like see another place. And the guy's like kind of moving his hand. He was like, oh, this is crazy. Yeah. And I'm like, that's nuts.
We got to do a show in New Brunswick. I got an excuse to go there.
Yeah, well, we don't have to. We can get in the portal.
Yeah.
The portal's right in Kansas City. So we don't even have to go there. Yeah, we can just go straight to the other place.
Pop back.
I forgot about that. I broke the microphone.
So that's great.
God. Oh, boy, guys.
Oh, okay. We got to get off air and talk about some crazy stuff. So everyone, Shay Mooney, follow him. Thanks for being on. Dan and Shay, new album.
Uh-huh.
Stream it. They're going on tour, big tour.
With Ben Rector. Dope.
Heartbreak on the Map tour. We're going to
Ben Rector announced.
Ben Rector is announced. Haley Witters. This is going to be our biggest tour we've ever done. So tour yet.
You coming through Kansas City?
We are coming through Kansas City.
I hope we're there. We're coming, man.
I hope that one's announced. Thank you guys for watching.
Thanks for watching. I mean, you're coming to every city.
At some point.
We're doing
the cities, you know. I think that one's announced. But Kansas City that's like one of our favorite markets. I think we are playing T-Mobile. Is it called T-Mobile still?
Yeah.
They're always changing the names of those places.
It's T-Mobile. They're laying off a lot of people, so I don't know if things are going great over there. But,
yeah, we'll see how it goes. Could be Singular coming back.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Singular?
Straight Talk.
Yeah, Altel.
Singular Wireless. Altel. Altel bought Singular.
Cricket, maybe?
Yeah.
Cricket. But thank you for having me, dude. I'm such a huge fan, honestly, of both of you guys.
Thanks a lot, man.
This has been fantastic.
No, it means a lot. I know we've been able to connect here and there over the years and never met, so I'm glad we could finally hang. And
it's so cool we're having a sleepover tonight. I can't believe you guys went for that. That's super cool.
Dude,
let's put some Trump on TV.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. I'll show you guys the portal.
I have Asher's crystals, dude. We're
out
here.
Oh, man. He has so much crystal.
Thanks, y'all. Check out Dan and Shay's new album. See him on tour. Much love.
Hope you enjoyed the interview. Personally, I did. I didn't know a lot about Dan and Shay before we interviewed them. And I'll be honest, I got a big Shay Mooney kick afterwards, where I just like went and looked him up, and it was awesome. He is good at singing.
He should just get out and meet people, because you meet him and you're like, oh yeah, they do have a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about just getting around a guy. And get those streams up.
So talented. I'm not sure if we talked about this ever on the podcast, but when we were in Nashville that day and we told other people in the music industry, like, where are you going later? Oh, we're going to Shay Mooney's house. Like, oh, best voice in Nashville. Like, it's just unanimously, like, agreed.
Yeah.
He is the best singer in like music, basically. Yes. So that was cool. Didn't know that.
That's amazing.
Anyway, back to current life in Australia. So actually, before we were in Australia, we're all sitting in a green room in Honolulu, and we're gearing up for our flight to Sydney the next day. And it's like it was time, like, hey, let's figure out what life is going to be like tomorrow, because we know we have like an 11-hour flight from Hawaii to Australia. We're crossing the international dateline. We're leaving at noon. We're landing at 6 p.m. the next day. I wonder what it's going to be like. What are our bodies going to be like? What's the sun going to be like? And then started maybe the dumbest conversation that I've ever been a part of.
I asked some of the dumbest questions I've ever asked. So.
Let me just skip it. Yeah.
I just walked in on the dressing room like before the show, and I overheard Jake say like, yeah, well, it's like when you face west, the sun goes down on the west every night. So, and I was like, what am I walking into?
I got so turned around. I was like, where does the sun set?
Yeah. What are you explaining to Katie right now?
That was the only thing I was sure of in that conversation. Because at one point we had gotten very confused of like, will the sun set while we're in there? Will it not? And Katie was like, I'm not sure if the sun always sets in the west.
In China, where does it set?
Yeah.
And I thought about it for a little bit. I was like, maybe she's on. I was like, no, I think it's...
If we're going into the West, is it going...
Yeah, I just feel like it was 20 minutes of a combo that the only conclusion was the sun still does set in the West.
We know that.
Yeah.
At the end of it,
every day does that.
Because we were factoring in... I mean, it was trippy trying to think like, all right, the Earth is rotating against us.
I was going to say, the Earth rotates east.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And we are flying west. That's what we determined.
So that's why the sun always sets in the west, because the Earth, but we were trying to figure out, all right, if we leave at noon and it's 11 hours, theoretically, not even theoretically, just you should see darkness, right? It's going to be 11 p.m., but we're flying west, so it's like we're flying towards the sun. So maybe there won't be.
So I know, really hot.
Yeah. At one point I said, and believed, I was like, so I think here's what's going to happen. The sun is going to set. And then we'll see it rise quickly, and then we will see it set again when we land. I fully believe that. I don't know why.
We're going to see a solar eclipse. It's going to be perfect, yeah.
I don't know where I thought the sun would be. I fully thought that.
It was bright the entire time.
So yep. Bright.
Spoiler. So if you're in your head trying to think, what does happen? It's just so sunny the whole flight.
Do you Shocker. Feel like... I feel like this kind of goes with this. Like, this trip, I packed and prepared a lot for it, like, packing-wise. But the actual steps of this trip, I feel like it's kind of like, oh, yes, we have an 11-hour flight tomorrow. What time is that? Yeah. What are we going to be doing on that flight? Like, it feels a little...
It's like they've gotten shorter every flight, but they feel longer.
Yeah. Because
sometimes you gear up for a long flight. You're like... You know, sitting there for 7 hours, watching a few movies, I deserve that.
I was excited for the first one.
Yeah, maybe have a cocktail, they serve you weird food, but you run out of that quick, and yeah, it was like a 2.5 hour flight from Brisbane to here, and I was like, oh my goodness.
But I don't know, having Thomas though, I mean, I've only watched a little bit of TV. I feel like I'm mostly just entertaining him.
Yeah.
It was rough on the Perth flights. He just slept the whole flat flight.
Yeah, it's nice.
And they're real... In America, you just bored with a baby, and they're like, yeah, whatever. You don't have to buckle them up. Here, they all hands are on deck when you have a baby. They walk over multiple times. They hand him a special seatbelt. You have to connect to your seatbelt.
I have to
seatbelt
him to my seatbelt.
In the middle of nursing him, like clearing the whole thing, she's like, you're going to have to stop that. I'm going to see you strap him in.
So
she pulls him out and strap
him
in. He's like...
Oh my God.
I'm trying to like buckle. I'm like, I promise I'll do this when you walk away. Just like give me 5 minutes.
Yeah, just around. Chill. Which is funny because everything else about the airport experience is so chill here.
No ID.
You don't have to ever show identification. They check your boarding pass a couple times, but that's it.
Yeah. And again, the communication barrier and the communication difference makes you not sure if you messed up or if they messed up.
Totally.
Like I asked the guy for a lemonade and he handed me a lemonade, but then he informed me, and he's like, your card? And I was like, oh. And he's like, oh, on this plane, only water and coffee is complimentary. So I was like, okay, I don't need to buy lemonade, you know, water. And then they come back, and long story short, there was this issue with our ticket where they felt bad for Thomas was supposed to have his own seat. He didn't. Like, oh, you guys were the couple. We'll give you free drinks. I was like, oh, yeah, that lemonade would be great then. And he handed me a Sprite. And I was like, did I say lemonade instead of lemonade? Because like, he gave me lemonade the first time, so I'm like, did he just mess up, or did I say?
So
did
we just,
he thank?
Did
him
I order
lemon lime?
We just kept the Sprite, so we lemon didn't lime. Ask for.
Yeah, you just ordered lemon. He's like, oh, I mean, the Sprite's the closest thing, I guess.
And I was like, Katie, I always revert back to like an 8-year-old boy, like, mom, tell him. I was like, Katie, tell him we want a lemonade. She's like, I don't care. I'm like, okay, then I guess we'll drink these. She's like, I won't drink the Sprite. So we just put two Sprites in the pocket and left.
On Rachel's 11-hour flight where she was feeling sick, she was like, the only thing I want, I went and got her like pretzels or peanuts, whatever. She's like, I don't want to eat anything. You just get me a ginger ale. I was like, yeah, of course. Get her ginger ale. I mean, 30 seconds in, just spills it all over my leg, you know? And then I'm like, I'm so sorry that you now feel bad because you spilled it, you know? Like, I'm sure that just terrorizes you. But yeah, got a good ginger ale.
I will say, I don't feel like I've had much jet lag. These people...
Oh, Perth was brutal for me.
Really?
Yeah.
But like for a day.
Yeah, I feel like I couldn't. I feel like I had a headache for 3 days straight. And I was like, I don't know if that's...
Maybe, yeah. It's like the long flight to Sydney, stayed in Sydney, right to Perth. Like I was almost up for 24 hours at one point, which is not a good feeling. But after a day or so, you're good. Some of these people, they're like, oh, you have to give it at least 4 days before you do anything to adjust. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was still fine. I was still waking up early. We were doing workouts together. Yeah. I mean, I still had a normal day. I wasn't up all night.
I honestly did feel better in Perth. We were waking up at 5 a.m. with Thomas.
Oh, you want to talk solar eclipse? It felt like there was a solar eclipse coming through the window at 5.
It was so
the brightest
bright at
city
five.
In the world.
Yes. And I felt great there. I kind of was like, is this when I should be waking up? Should I be waking up at 5?
I mean, I've been up early this whole trip. What time is it? What is it? I've done so much today.
Yeah, you wake up at 5. It's pretty awesome.
Lunch yet. Yeah.
Yeah, you wake up at 5 and you do like everything you were going to do that day by 9. You're like, wow.
And yeah, NFL football made a brilliant move by starting the Europe game so you get like 8 a.m. games. Watching football at like 7 in the morning is the best time to watch it.
I agree.
Just start your day with it. You agree?
Because like I can just sleep while you watch it. Or I went and got my nails done today.
And we are. And we're doing this podcast for you guys because we love you. We just witnessed the Chiefs debacle that really took the wind out of our sails.
Yeah.
And we're bouncing back in a big way.
Yeah. We're fine. We're fine. I got a glass of water. It's a long season, guys.
Yeah. Chiefs need to figure it out. But yeah, hope you enjoyed today's episode. Next week will be the last episode of the year with some more updates and stories and whatnot. And like, subscribe. We'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything I say is the correct
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.